Well, I don't think they ought to cut them down, because even if it's the trunks were not damaged, and they will eventually grow back if they had.
This morning I saw in front of one of those beautiful antebellum mansions the trunk of a tree, and it must have been 4 feet at least in diameter. And they had all that heavy equipment, you know, just pulling the thing out.
I know.
Just, there'd be nothing left. How to get back to the house. How did you keep the light out from the windows? What did you use to keep the?
We had shades.
The
curtains.
You just pulled outdoors. Did you know anyone or have any those wooden
shutters? Yes, we had shutters too, but we had the shades in them.
On the outside, were they?
The shutters were on the outside.
Did you know of anyone who had them in the inside?
Not at that time. Of course, they do have them on the inside now.
What would they be called if those wooden shutters?
Well, on the inside, I don't
inside.
Know.
I
don't remember ever seeing them, and because most of them had shades and curtains.
And in the second floor, did you have any space above, say, the smokehouse that was finished off, or?
No, the meat was hung, you see, on the rafters, is that what you call them?
I see.
It goes across that.
Mm-hmm. If that had been
finished off, we could have had, there was at least room in one big room or two small rooms up there. But we didn't even think about it. It was a big old house, and we just didn't.
Plenty of room. When today, what do you call that area above?
The attic.
Just the attic. And I did want to ask you about bedrooms, the kind of furniture that you had in the bedroom.
Well, we had an old cherry bedroom in what we call the guest room. And crazy, this girls, when modern furniture started out, had one of those big high, headboards. And they put that thing out in the garage, and we gave a lot of that old stuff, just gave it away. Mama had a spinning wheel.
Oh, is that right?
And they wanted it at the schoolhouse for a play, and it just disappeared after that. But when I think back of the things, of course we wanted modern things. So that was the guest room, and then in Papa's room, just had the usual dresser and washstand and bed.
Mm-hmm. What did you keep your clothes in? Did you have built-in?
And we had big closets. Mm-hmm. And then in the girls' rooms, there was two of us slept together, four girls in one big room. But we had a big closet and a big dresser.